we did things like that here. So when we went down there, we did what we did here. And it was strange to hear somebody say, well, what did you buy that at? You're not supposed to go there. I said, well, we didn't know.
So that's what the other black kids are telling
from
you?
From down there.
But the people let you go in and do it.
Yeah, they just, I guess they didn't want, I guess we were mammal. We went in and were looking and got what we wanted. And I guess they said, well, let's don't say nothing.
But they needed the money.
Right, and the people and the people there thought it was strange that, and we just didn't register really, because we had been doing it up here all along, going to the store.
So it didn't seem so bad.
Which didn't even cross our mind.
Okay, all right, okay. What did you think about? Did your ideas about segregation or did being in the Army sort of affect your ideas about segregation? How so?
Well, it's, I know when we left from overseas, come back to the United States, well, we were there to, two white boys, they worked with us pretty well all the time. And they got attached to us. And when they put us on a boat, we had double decker beds, three day. And I slept on the top bunk and they slept on the bottom under me. And they would get on at night, we had a movie screen up on the top. And they'd get up there and lay down and go to sleep with me, and we'd wake up and be laying up there to get asleep the next morning. And we got come all the way through Texas and Alabama, Mississippi. Got down here in Atlanta Terminal Station about 5:31. One morning, and when we got on the bus, they had one bus waiting on them and one bus waiting on the white over him. And we never did get to see them boys no more. No one being processed at that Fort McPherson. They go around one corner, and we come around this corner and probably get to see them when they were going around that corner. Or they processed them in ahead of us. They even processed us out. No, I'm at segregation.
I see.
Yeah, it's big different. And it goes through your mind, you don't know why this could happen. And they were a real good friend of us. And they would meet you sometime, you know. That's down in Louisiana. Louisiana was at a rough town with segregation when we first got down there. And they go to town with us sometime to conduct on the streetcars and things. I know one night we were going to town, they sit back there with us, he stopped the bus. So y'all can't sit back in, y'all got to get front. They said, no, we work with these women. They men every day, we all right. So no, you got to get up, so I'm not moving the bus. So he wouldn't move the bus, so they got him went up front, and he moved the bus and went on town. Then, but it's one of them things. You get them things, it go through your mind, you wonder why it happened. But I know we used to bus stop, a school bus,